I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, June 14th. The Quincy City Council Finance Committee has completed its review of the proposed $424 million city budget, except for proposed salary increases for city councilors. The mayor is proposing an annual increase for councilors from about $30,000 to $47,500. The council will meet on Monday to finalize next year's budgets. The Thomas Crane Public Library and Quincy Center holding an after-hours event today from 6:30 to 8:30 to kick off the summer season. There will be lawn games, arts and crafts, and a scavenger hunt. A DJ, live music, and an ice cream truck will also be included in the free event. There will be a cash bar with photo ID required. NeighborWorks Housing Solutions of Quincy is holding their 25th annual Mulligan Golf Tournament today at the Brook Meadow Country Club in Canton. You can visit nhsmass.org for more information. Now, the 73rd annual Quincy Flag Day Parade and fireworks celebration will be held Saturday at 7 p.m. The parade will travel down Hancock Street to Marymount Parkway to Pageant Field for a 9 p.m. ceremony and fireworks display. You can watch the parade and the fireworks live right here on QATV. Buses will replace MBTA Red Line trains Saturday and Sunday between Broadway and Braintree due to bridge and track work. Regular Red Line service will operate between Ashmont and JFK UMass. Well, the Adams National Historical Park in Quincy will be offering a guided walk tomorrow and Sunday from the Adams birthplaces on Franklin Street to the Abigail Adams Cairn at the top of Penn's Hill. A park ranger will lead the tour at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., following in the footsteps of Abigail Adams and her children as they witness the Battle of Bunker Hill and the destruction of Charlestown on June 17, 1775. The walk is a half mile uphill, and participants are advised to bring water and dress for summer weather. The event is free and no registration is required. Quincy Police Department hosting a coffee with a cop meeting today at McKay's Breakfast and Lunch on Franklin Street. You can meet with Ward 2 Community Police Officer Steve Cleary and Ward 2 City Councilor Richard Ash from 9 to 10:30 this morning. The death of a young Boston firefighter has advocates calling for increased awareness for occupational cancer. Matt Troy, a Boston firefighter, lost his battle with cancer on Wednesday. He was 32 years old. Troy was diagnosed with the illness in September of 2022, but his positive attitude never changed, even during his final weeks in the hospital. Troy and Sean Clancy, a fellow Marine and a Quincy firefighter, played youth hockey together. After Troy's cancer diagnosis, Clancy helped organize a hockey game between their fire departments, raising $40,000. Dan Ranahan, another Boston firefighter, was also a source of support. He was diagnosed in 2020 with stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma at age 30. He started the Boston Fire Cancer Foundation, supporting Troy and many other firefighters and their families. Data shows that 2/3 of line-of-duty firefighter deaths are due to cancer. Ranahan recently teamed up with Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, making sure firefighters get the resources they need. In Massachusetts, health costs are covered for firefighters with cancer. It was a close encounter with a massive basking shark that Adriana Rodriguez of Quincy won't soon forget. First seeing the dorsal fin, then wanting to do more than get just close to it, he was ready for diving. Heading out to Buzzards Bay Wednesday morning with his diving buddy for spear fishing, that's when he decided to grab his GoPro camera and seize the moment, capturing video that shows him taking a ride and holding on to the fin of the back of the shark. He was riding not just a shark, but he says pure adrenaline. He says the shark took him down about 15 feet. Basking sharks are often confused with great whites, and both are plentiful right now in Massachusetts waters, so Rodriguez knew he could have company. There are no specific regulations that would prohibit somebody from taking the thrill ride that Rodriguez took, but experts say it's important to know the species before taking any risks. Well, the city of Brockton honored boxing legend Marvelous Marvin Hagler yesterday. A $150,000 statue of Hagler was unveiled at a new park and street bearing his name near Petronelli Way. The bronze statue, commissioned by Broden Studios, was funded through a grant secured by State Representative Jerry Cassidy. The public will be able to see the statue in the new Marvelous Marvin Hagler Park on the newly named Marvelous Marvin Hagler Way, which is right next to the former Petronelli Brothers gym. Hagler was born in Newark, New Jersey, moved to Brockton in 1969, where he trained with the Petronelli Brothers for many years. He later became the undisputed middleweight boxing champion of the world. Hagler fought and beat the era's best, including Tommy the Hitman Hearns, Roberto Duran, Vito Entofermo, and Mustafa Hamsho. He has a prodigious record of 62 wins and 3 losses, defeating 52 by knockout, including 12 title defenses. Hagler held the middleweight title from 1980 to 1987 and was one of the biggest and most recognizable sports stars in the world throughout the 80s. He's also been credited for helping launch HBO boxing in the pay-per-view fight era. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 65. The NASDAQ rose 59. And the S&P is up 12. Asian stocks also mixed. The dollar's up. The euro flat. And oil at $78 a barrel. In sports, of course, it's a decisive game 4 in the NBA Finals tonight. Celtics in Dallas at 8:30. Red Sox beat the Phillies 9-3 last night, and they host the Yankees at Fenway at an earlier start time tonight at 6:30 in deference to the Celtics game. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, hazy, warm, and humid with afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 85. Rain and storms could linger into this evening, low of 65. But tomorrow, partly cloudy and pleasant, high of 77, mostly sunny on Father's Day, Sunday, a high of 75, and Monday, partly sunny and a high of 80. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, southwest winds 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots, high tide 6:30 p.m. Sunrise 5:06, sets at 8:21. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, June 14th.